The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast on a Victory Monday. I know it's only the Titans, but we got to take what we can get. Welcome to show 668. Well, on today's show, we will have a post-game, more of a dissection of our victory at home. Thank goodness for the fans in Vegas. Our victory against the Titans, which doesn't say very much because they are the worst team in the NFL. The worst team. So just keep that in perspective. And I'll go on that. And then, of course, we fly to Kansas City. Yep, we're going to play the Chiefs in their house. They just came off a momentously huge win against the Lions, who are a great team. They beat them 30-17. Yeah, we got our hands full. Coming up, we'll hit on that, too. We got a short bone line, and the show's going to be a little short this time. Because time is a crunching. So let's get to it, shall we? Well, first of all, before this game, they had the gold jacket ceremony for our new gold jacket member. And it was kind of cool to see all the old dudes out there with their gold jackets on and very, very cool. Eric Allen sporting his brand new gold, walking by all the great players of the past. And I have to say that, great players of the past. And, you know, when you look at those guys, you think, wow, man, look at those teams. Look at those players. Look at those championships. Look at those records. And then we start the game. In classic Raider fashion, went right down the field, just like we were doing our business. Genty was running. Geno had a rhythm to him, throwing underneath. Most of this game were plays, running plays or underneath throws. And you would think that Geno could get through a game without an interception. Nope. He threw another one. That makes 10. That makes he's the strong contender for the biggest interception thrower of 2025. But need I digress? We went all the way down the field and then got a field goal. Now, until we can go down the field and get a touchdown, then I think our fate will change. I think other teams will see us maybe a little more fearfully, but we have not been able to punch the ball in an initial drive yet. And I just don't understand our lame red zone play calling. I just don't get it. I'm not going to get it. Never going to get it, especially this year. And, well, it is what it is. We pulled out a victory 20-10. Now, the Titans are the worst team in the NFL. They got the first pick in the draft for a reason. Their coach, Coach Callahan, which is the son of Callahan, which we lost the Super Bowl with. He lost this game. And guess what? Today, he was fired. He was fired for lack of everything. And, well, there he goes. And maybe we'll see him again. I hope we don't see him again. But anything is possible. For sure. The Titans were a horrible team. We beat the worst team in the league. I'm glad we got the W. I had my doubts. But really what won this game was our defense. 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles, and an interception. That was all on defense. Amazing game, Max Crosby, as usual. I mean, that's pretty good. 2 sacks for Max, but the Titans got 5 sacks on them. So that's better, right? Jamal Adams is still a beast for sure. And we had some great players that showed up during this game. Trust me. Devin White, a sack fumble, which was right on the goal line. What a great play. He came in untouched and took the ball out first, which is great style-wise anyway. And then we got the ball and got a touchdown. That was one of our touchdowns. Thank you, defense. Now, Geno, Geno is Mr. Panic. I've assigned him that name because he panics before the ball is snapped. He's panicked. I don't understand why you have to be panicked before you even get the rock. That's him. And then he's got happy feet. And then he holds the ball too long, and then he gets sacked. He cannot run. He doesn't move the pocket. I don't know what the situation is, but Geno, he will not be here next year. And if he is, well, we'll have similar results. I don't see him improving this year. I don't see a great improvement in this team. I think this is what we have. We might sputter to a win or two the rest of the season, but this is who we are. Our offense is so anemic, it's pathetic. We ran the ball for 65 yards. We should have run the ball for 165 yards against the Titans. But, you know, again, I just don't know if Chip Kelly is up to this play calling. I think his calling kind of sucks still. He's not doing the best for the players he's calling. And where's Jack Beck? Where is he? Because he has the best hands. Besides Jacoby Myers, he's got the second best hands of the wide receiver group, and he's still not getting able to play. I don't like that. I think he's a young player. We got to put him out there more. Even though Jacoby's really good, we've got to start working this rookie in because he has the hands. I don't understand what's going on in the locker room. I certainly don't even have a clue what's going on in the gum assassin's head, but Chip Kelly, I don't even want to be in his head. But he needs to change things up a little bit more for us to be successful. Now, other fans will say, hey, you know, we got to learn the new system, and I understand that, but we're not learning the new system. When you learn a new system, when you're starting to learn it, you start to have success. We're not having success. We're having the same issues as we have before. Interceptions and sacks, inability to make a first down at the right time. You know, we had the ball longer, like 32 minutes. That's good because we ran the ball more. And, you know, their running back did pretty good. Pollard's like an antique, and he beat the living daylights out of us. He did pretty well. But the defense won this game. This is a defensive win without a doubt. Because if the Titans would have put up one more point than our 20, over. Go home, or we're home. I thought there'd be way more Titans fans. There are quite a few. But they didn't want to spend their money on their team either. Wow. You know, kudos to Geno. I mean, he's saying all the right things like he has since the beginning.
Geno, can you talk about, you got Michael Mayer back, and this is such a tight end system in that offense. How great was it for you to have one of your two star tight ends back?
It was awesome to have Mike back. As you can see, he, you know, played a phenomenal game. He's tough as crap, man. I mean, he plays so hard every single game, and he's really, you know, him, Brock, a couple other guys, they're, you know, my safety net. I feel good when those guys are in the game, and as you can see, they do a great job and they make us better.
Geno, you've talked about how if you could just make things easy for yourselves and not make it hard on yourselves, and that's what you did today. How good was that feeling, and what kind of a statement is that, that if you do play clean football, this is the kind of outcome that you have?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as clean as I would like. Obviously, you know, can't throw an interception in that situation. Was trying to dirt the ball. I told Coach I need to go jump in the lake or ocean or something. I mean, it's just a lot of bad luck stuff happening to me, but, you know, I'm in control of that. But, you know, when our defense plays the way that they played today, you know, when Devin goes out there and makes the plays that he made, You know, Max out there disrupting the game all game long. I mean, those guys flying around, giving us the energy, the crowd, you know, getting involved. And then us, you know, playing clean, you know, for the most part. I thought we did a great job on some third down situations. I thought we ran the ball well, first and second down, kept ourselves on schedule. And that allowed us to, you know, to play our game. And so when we can go out there and play the way that we're supposed to and we can execute the right way, we have a shot to, you know, win a lot of games.
It felt like this was a game where there was some just take what they gave you type of an offense. I know for a quarterback you want to take as many shots downfield. Is there a discipline or, you know, just to say, okay, this is what they're giving me today, this is what I'm going to take?
For sure. That's definitely something that, again, you know, the way teams play on tape versus the way that they've been playing us have been two separate things. And so getting to the game and realizing, you know, what they're doing and how to exploit it. We took a lot of stuff underneath today, which is what they gave us. I mean, they played a lot of shell, a lot of cover three, a lot of quarters. The safeties played pretty deep for the most part, which allowed us to run the ball well, but also, again, to just take what they give us and stay on schedule.
One of those guys that's maturing before everybody's eyes is Ashton Jeanty. You guys continue to use him in a lot of different ways. Can you just talk about his maturation?
Great player. You know, he's becoming a focal point for defenses. They know that, you know, he's what he can do when he gets to the second level. I mean, he's running over guys, running past guys. He's great out of the backfield and you know, in the catching game, and he's also great in protection. You know, it was a great draft pick. I think they did a phenomenal job with getting Ashton, and he's only going to get better. Still a young player, still so many areas to improve, but every single week he's showing you who he is.
Picking up on that point with Ashton, it just seems like each week he's getting more comfortable in the offense. He's understanding the why. Am I reading that right, Gino?
I think you're exactly correct. I think we all are. You know, again, this is a first time for me in this system. You know, so we all are getting better with understanding the why. And we're all figuring out just how to get, you know, once we get two in space, I mean, he's phenomenal. He's one of the best in the league with the ball in his hands. His confidence is growing every single week. He's becoming even more of a leader. You know, he's you know, picking me up when I get down at times, and just his overall demeanor, but the way that he plays the game and then what he does in space, I mean, it's just phenomenal.
I asked Pete this question, but when the team's on a losing streak, I know this is a great win, but how important is it just to get a win for confidence, to get some positivity in the building, just to maybe stop the bleeding and get some fresh blood?
I mean, we know, you know, what wins could do for you in this league, and yeah, I mean, shoot, man, you never want to go on a streak like that. But, you know, the key thing is that we stick together. And I think the togetherness of this team, the organization, you know, it's, you know, bar none. I mean, it's second to none. And I just think as we continue to grow throughout the season, we're going to have to get more and more wins so that we can continue to gain our confidence. But every week's a fist fight. Every week's a dog fight. We got to come out with the same approach we took this week, which is to go out and make it happen and get it done.
Jeanty's, you know, he's a class act.
I thought Ashton ran really hard again. He's a physical presence when you're in playing him. He's going to break tackles. He's going to bounce off. Is he breaking more tackles than anybody? Is it that stat still there? Yeah. Well, that's a statement, you know, and it's a style that we want to stand for. And so that jumped out at me. I thought Ashton's in the running game. Attitude was there, and we did get the ball out on the perimeter pretty well, and you can see how it's kind of easy for Ashton when he gets out there to make 8-10 yards. You know, he can get it almost with every opportunity. Not always does the guy just miss the tackle, but it's hard to get him down, and those guys getting him out and making the edge for him, and the receivers blocking to help us out, all of that took place. And then, you know, what happened on the other side was effort wise was really good on defense.
Max Crosby's a beast.
Was there anything, Pete, that after watching the film stood out to you that maybe you didn't notice from field level and talk about after the game?
Yeah, a couple of things. Well, the first thing was the pursuit on defense and the perimeter play that we had, guys coming out of the stack. Jonah had a couple terrific pursuit plays, and Kai Blue had a couple great containments on the edge when they're trying to get the ball around us. And it showed you know, the intensity of the guys flying. I think Jeremy had a really good play, too, on a perimeter play.
All our normal players that we know and love, that we expect so much more from. The defense just played out of their minds. They refused to lose this game. I'm sure Max Crosby had a lot to say about it, but it is what it is. We got the W, but it was a very ugly W. We played terribly. They just played worse. So there you go. Congratulations, Raiders. I'm happy for the W. But if it takes us out of a first pick, I am not going to be happy at all. Oh, we need a quarterback, man. We need a real quarterback. And Cam Ward, first pick in the 24 draft, as far as a quarterback, for sure, number one. I feel bad for the kid. He's got a lot of potential. I'll tell you, in this game, I thought he was going to run a lot more. He's got great wheels. They don't allow him to run. But like I said, they fired his coach today. So that whole team's got some restructuring. And I just don't have enough energy to deal with their issues. We got enough of our own. Good win, Raiders. Happy for the victory. Well fought. And it was in front of the home crowd. However many Raider fans were there, I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to see a win in our house. That's worthy. Thank you so much for that win, Raiders, because the fan base really needed it. And that is all I have to say about that. Well, the Raiders fly to, I don't know, Agia? I don't know how to say it. Agaha Stadium. Where the Chiefs Kingdom, that makes me sick. But that's what they are. That's what they're called. Raiders fly to the Chiefs, play in their big giant stadium, which is actually a nice place. I've seen us win there, actually. Jamarcus Russell won a game there. Well, I was there, probably one of the few that he did win. And it's a fun place to see a game. The crowd is great. And they're good fans, too. They're not difficult. The worst fans are Bronco fans. Let me just say that. The very worst. The Chiefs are very nice because maybe they feel sorry for us. Probably so. Long story short, we're traveling. We'll be playing there.
It happens to be Kansas City that's next, you know, and so we'll do everything we can to prepare to come off this game clear-minded and really drilled into the challenge that they bring. It's a tremendous program that Andy's been running for a long time, and we're going to have to play really well to have a chance. But, you know, if we prepare well, we'll have a chance, and that's all we can ask for.
They just beat the living daylights out of the Lions. I mean, every which way but loose. They didn't even give them a chance to breathe. Lions came in the first half, man. They thought they were going to get places. And then after halftime, it was over. The game was over. The Chiefs ran all over them, threw all over them, and their defense played lights out. Let me tell you, man, the Chiefs' defense is no joke. They have a very good defense. Matter of fact, it is very, very good. I'd say a top five at least. So having the defense a top five and their offense a top three, I would say, is really painful for this Raider fan. Now, I know we went in there on Christmas and we beat them. We beat them. I don't know how we beat them. I have no idea how that happened. I think our defense was the key to that game. Mahomes ran for his life the whole game, but that's not going to happen this year. The Chiefs are 3-3, looking to get better. They need to win every game or as many as they possibly can to make that playoff run, because right now they're just above us. Hard to believe, but not for long. This will change. The Chargers look a little shaky, and the Broncos, well, they're the Broncos. I think the Chiefs will take this division by the end, and we will probably be right where we are right now, which is sad, but it is the ugly truth about what we got going on this season. I see the Chiefs beating us at least 7 points. I would say more like 10 points, but it could be even uglier than that, especially seeing the way they played the Lions. That was an ugly ending, too. A lot of fights and scrappiness. And, you know, for my life, I don't understand why we don't get into more brawls in Kansas City or at SoFi or at Bronco Hotown. You know, it used to be we were feared, and I mean feared. I don't think we have that anymore. I mean, Max Crosby is feared, but anyway, I could go on and on, but I will not. We play the Chiefs. It's going to be a tough game. I just want to see competition. I want to see us put up a fight. That would be really good. If we could put up a fight, I would be so happy. I'd love to see Mahomes knocked down a few times. And definitely Kelce, I want him knocked down and out of the game just because it's Kelce. Those smirky little smiles and little giggles that they've done to us in the past, I will never forget about those. They deserve to be punched in the face, and I just hope we can do that. This is a rivalry game. We've been fighting this fight for many, many, many decades. And, you know, last year we did pretty good. So let's just hope that our team can muster up enough and Bo Chip Kelly can get it together enough to put some plays on the field that are advantageous to the players we have. Because as far as even today, I ain't seeing it. I ain't seeing it at all. Bo Chip. And that's what I'm going to call you until things change. You know, the Gum Assassin's always positive. It's all about the positivity. But, you know, we're not stupid. We see what's before our very eyes. And as much as I don't want to look, I do look. And that's just the way it is. So we'll just have to see if we can compete in this game. I'd love to see us win. That would be really good. But let's just see what happens. Stranger things, like Christmas last year. What an epic win that was. But you know who's going to be up in the stands with the family. Yes, you do. Do I have to say her name? Taylor Swift. She will be there watching the game with her fiancé. Ugh. That's such a story. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. We're going to work into the bone line now, but damn.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go. The bone line.
7755-RAIDER. 7755-RAIDER.
Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
That is 1-7755-RAIDER. 1-7755-RAIDER. I like it. throw your bones, good or bad. It's all good as far as I'm concerned because we need this. At least I do. So let's find out who's first on the bone line for this Victory Monday. And our first caller of the game, or of the day, Bluegrass Raider. He's an OG man, original gangster here on this show. And, you know, he's got a good point. Check it out.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Prez, Raider Nation. This is Bluegrass Raider calling in. It's been a minute. First of all, thank you, Raider Press, for holding it down while Raider Greg was away. Raider Greg, it's good to hear your voice again. Welcome back. I'll make this short and sweet, but I'm not going to lie. I'm pissed off. I'm just going to keep it real. Our only win is against a guy that could barely coach himself out of a paper bag, and honestly, we almost didn't have that. Geno Smith is not the guy, not by a long shot. My nephew could read better defenses than him. You know what? I'm going to give our new coach a pass. because it's his first year. He's probably going to take time to get more guys. I thank God that we only have Geno for a year. And I really don't know what the hell our problem is. Besides, we have talent, but yet we're still atrocious offensively. Once again, it's a one-sided team defense working their ass off. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry for all the swearing. I do apologize. That's just how I feel right now. We made the Bears and the Colts look like playoff contenders. I mean, stop it. Like, what league are we in now? I don't understand anymore. Just let me know how y'all feel. I'm out.
Yeah, we won. It was an ugly win. Geno's not the man. We certainly playing around with our offensive line because our offensive line coach is Carroll's son. And the quarterback's coach is Carroll's son. And so which is the problem that we're having? It's with Carroll's sons. Because their portion of responsibility for this team just plain blows. So let's just put it where it is and leave it where it is because that's what it is. Love the call, brother, but we ain't getting any better anytime soon. And our next caller is, you'll never guess, yes you will, it's Bluegrass Raider. He says he's calmed down, but I haven't calmed down. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Prez, Raider Nation, this is Bluegrass Raider. Calling in again. I've calmed down a little bit. Sorry about that from before, but yeah, I was so mad I couldn't even think of Pete Carroll's name. That was pretty bad. Right, so, you know, I didn't know that the Colts had only lost to the Rams at that point. And, you know, I was listening to the most recent podcast when I heard that. I felt pretty silly, but still, Geno is not—he's still not the guy. He's really not. And I'll go ahead and say this to anybody who was a car hater: here's a little knowledge nugget for you. We haven't had a decent quarterback since him. I dare you to name one. One. I mean, if he had had Trey Tucker, if he had had Brock Bowers, we would have been so different. We definitely would have beat the Bears, 100%. If none of the McDougal stuff happened, I mean, come on now. We would have had some stability. The offense would have been better, I think. This is just me talking. Bluegrass Raider, you know. It's me, and I'm just trying to keep my head up. It's just, I didn't wait all year long just for another crap season. I want us to turn it around. Y'all keep it up. Keep the show up. Good to have y'all back again. Go Raiders.
No, you never have to calm down. You just call with the raw. Leave it raw. That's for sure. And I've told you guys a million times, you can look back at my posts. I love Derek Carr. Sometimes he was stinker. Not very often, though. If we had him now with this team, you betcha we'd be really competing in this league. Geno is not a quarterback. He's not barely a backup quarterback. And you know, I don't see this season turn around or changing unless we change. And I mean change quarterbacks and change offensive line coaches and change quarterback coaches. Because those are important changes because those positions stink. And when you can smell them from the television, they're really stinky. So I love that take, man. Derek Carr, man. He really balled out for the Raiders, and anybody who had bad words for him, well, look at what you got since then. And our next caller, you know her. She's from New Jersey. It'd be Rheta Tracy's in the house. What's up?
Rheta Nation, what's going on? This is Tracy calling from Jersey. Happy Rheta fan. Took down the Titanics. Defense wins. Defense looks so good. Let's see what we got for Kansas City. We need to do the same thing to them. The same thing. All right, Rheta Nation, I'm out. Take care. Peace.
Well, we can only hope that we play even 10 times better than we played against the Titans, because we look silly even playing them. So if we play the Chiefs like we played the Titans, I don't think we're going to come out with a victory, especially if we only have 20 points. That's not doing well for any team. So let's just hope it's a game, and let's hope it's competitive, because that's what I'm hoping. Thanks for the call. And our next caller, I'm going to make a guess here. It's Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. I'm almost sure because of his voice. I could be wrong, but I like what you have to say.
What up, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez, Raider Nation? Hell yes, it's nice to be calling after a flipping win. Finally. Jesus Christ. But you know what? This was a defensive win because our offense really didn't do too much. We got one touchdown and one field goal, and that was it. Because that other touchdown, that was a defensive touchdown as far as I'm concerned. So they better be buying the defense a steak dinner. And, you know, it would have been nice to have a defense like this when Derek Carr was our quarterback. I think we could have done some things. But that's all in the past. There's nothing we can do about it now. Our offense, I think once Bowers gets back, because Myers did a great job, but when you have Myers and Bowers together, that makes life a lot easier for Geno. Okay, Geno, not excited about your performance, but you weren't as bad as you were, so there you go. Our offensive line is still garbage. It really, really is. So we need to clean that up. All right, Raider Nation. Nice to have a win. Let's go Raiders. Raider Nation, I'm out.
Another reflection on Derek Carr. Gee, is there a pattern? Yes, there is. We all said, all the guys that like Derek Carr, we always said, we're going to have a hard time replacing him. And you can name all those other clowns, even up to this clown, that have tried to do what he did. He was a good quarterback, a good dude, solid dude, and represented the Raiders well. But, you know, like you say, water under the bridge, can't do anything about it now, but we should have done something about it then, because we had a quarterback and we haven't had one since then. And our next caller is the Cheesehead Raider. And you know what? I love this call. It says everything that's in my heart about this team from when Gruden first got here. I mean, this says everything about how jacked up our management. Oh, listen to this call. It's perfect.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is a Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. We beat the Titans. Yeah, wow, wow. They suck. We just suck less. Geno still sucks. Throws passes under 10 yards, doesn't throw an interception. Throws a pass over 10 yards. Oh, hey, there's a completion. Oh, now he thinks he's Peyton Manning. Throws another one. Oh, interception. Wow, what a shocker. So, defense played well, ran the ball. I have, you know, you're not going to win every single game doing that, but you're going to win majority of your games by running the ball, controlling the clock. Your defense has time to rest. You wear theirs down. It's, you know, a formula that's been around since the beginning of football, and it's worked. Anyway, so What I want to do is I want to talk about the last podcast. There was a caller that called in, and before I say this, I want to say I am not by any means demeaning, insulting, degrading anyone. I just strongly disagree. This caller called in and said that John Gruden knew what he was doing when he traded away Khalil Mack because he saw the team, and I'm a paraphrase, you know, at my whatever, the team sucked. We weren't going anywhere. We needed assets. So we got 3 first-round draft picks from in that year after trading Khalil Mack. How many of those people are on our team yet? That's right, none. How many of them are still in the league? As far as I know, only one of them, and he isn't on our team because the next coach was a moron with our moron owner and allowed him to go away in free agency. This is my problem with trading star players for draft picks. And here, I'll go through them. Jamarcus Russell, Robert Gallery, Ricky Dudley, Rolando McClown, Darren McFragile, Darius Hayward-Bay, Michael Huff. Does this start to get people to understand why in the world you would trade away when you fall into accidentally talent and then think you're going to stockpile draft picks and draft talent? We can't do that. We suck at doing that. Hey, that sounds like that. Let's get rid of Carr and we can get any quarterback to fill in. Hey, Carr haters, how's that working out for us? All right, now we go to KC next week. They just beat the Lions. I don't know what's with them, but, yeah, I'm not even going to make a prediction because I pretty much know what it's going to be. Cheesehead Raider, I am out.
You would think with 3 first-round picks, you'd be able to get guys that would be able to be here for a while. But, no, we had the likes of Veggie McKenzie. And, you know, we had a great running back, which now Jacobs is on the Cheeseheads, and he's ripping it up still. Derek Carr, once I say it again, here's another caller who sees what I saw, who we all said, don't get rid of him. When you do, you guys all said, oh, Derek sucks, blah, blah, blah. We were like, oh, wait a minute now, until you get something that's proven or you believe it's better. But no, look at the clowns we've had ever since. Definitely a clown show, a 3-ring circus, just like our first round picks. Michael Huff, please. And, oh gosh, the guy with the surgery on his chest. Boy, that's a great pick, huh? Could you think that guy would come out to be a fabulous player? What a bunch of buffoons. We can't pick a first round pick to save our existence. And it's proven over the last years. Unless this new GM has some kind of magic powers, and I don't trust any of them, no. No, and the only reason I would trade Crosby is for him. It's not for us. It's not for us. It's not the first round picks, because I know what happens to those. We don't do well. But it's for him, his talent, his effort. You know, he would put a Super Bowl ring on his finger would be a great thing. Even if it's not with us, I would love to see him win a Super Bowl. But I just can't see him doing it here. I see his talent, just like Derek Carr. When he came in, he was like gangbusters, no team around him. And so he ended up where he is. I hope that doesn't happen to Max, but that's why I would trade Max, not for us, strictly for him. Thanks for the call, brother. Well, that will do it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. Just remember, we're working on a better team. I have to keep telling myself that. And hopefully the Gum Assassin will turn this around. Maybe even fire his sons. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. But it's interesting to know that the Titans fired their head coach Monday after that loss that they had. And, well, I think Cam Ward is a much better quarterback than we played. We'll see what happens to him throughout the rest of the season. And I think he'll improve with much better direction. As far as we're concerned, I think this is just another one of those look and see, watch and see, and let's just hope for the best kind of seasons, because that's just where we are. We all know it. We all feel it. It's nothing new, and we just got to get used to it and move on, because where we are in the division is probably where we'll stay in the division for the rest of the season. Let's just hope we don't have a lot of wasted, stupid wins that don't amount to nothing, that bring us further and further away from a new quarterback. And boy, oh boy, do we need a new quarterback, especially with the team that we have. If we had Carr, if we had a quarterback even like Carr, then we would be in a much different position, and it would be very scary for other teams. But Geno is not even close to a mid-level quarterback. And whoever says that is mistaken. He's showing us exactly who he is, and that's just the way it is. That's who we got. So let's hope for the best with the Chiefs. Let's keep an eye on it, and maybe we'll be entertained. That's all I can hope for. You guys be safe. Keep cool. The fall is upon us, and the autumn wind is still a Raider. I'm Raider Greg, and I am out.